Hello, this is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of July 25th. Steve Suman prepared this report for us. This week's forecast calls for low to mid 70 high temperatures, rain chances a few days, pretty good week overall. Let's check in with Mike out at Jenks Bait and Tackle and see what's going on the flowage. Mike says the Chippewa flowage is down 2 feet. Water temperatures in the high 70s to low 80s. Musky fishing is mixed. Some anglers reporting success, others not so much. Most cast at night and very early morning or troll during the day, with trolling the most productive, and the bigger bait the better. Walleye fishing is slow due to high temperatures and fish sitting deep. Using electronics over deep water is the key, particularly more than 15 to 18 feet. Trolled crankbaits such as flicker shads and shad wraps are good for covering expanses of deep water. Northern pike are in the shallow weeds, but bigger pike are hanging deep until the water temperatures cool. Crappie fishing is best on bogs after 8 to 8:30 p.m., with crappie minnows, gulp minnows, and mini mites being the baits of choice. The bog by CC Bridge and Cavanaugh Bay are good places to start. This week, DNR fisheries biologist Max Wolter discusses what the DNR Hayward fish team learned from the Chippewa flowage walleye population estimate. Max says, our preliminary 22 estimate for the total number of adult walleye in the Chippewa flowage was 72,837, which comes out to 4.8 per acre. Please note that this estimate includes only mature adults. There are considerably more juvenile walleye in the flowage that are not represented in this figure. Our estimate for walleye in the desirable 15 to 20 inch harvest slot was 19,168. The overall estimate is about 50% greater than the abundance of walleye in 2011. It was 3.1 per acre then. And it's comparable to where the population was in the early 90s when it was 5.2 per acre. The estimate also puts us right on target with the goals and objectives of the flowage fishery management plan. In that plan, we set an objective of 4 to 8 adult walleye in the flowage with 20 to 40%. That's 4 to 8 per acre with 20 to 40% greater than 15 inches. This estimate puts us within the target abundance and it meets the size objective. Currently, 31% of the walleyes are greater than 15 inches. It's great to see these signs of health and resilience from one of the highest profile walleye fisheries in our area. Future management will aim to maintain strong natural reproduction and continue to deliver a top-tier fishery for anglers and tribal harvesters. Well, thanks, Max. That's pretty interesting. Good to know. The Lumberjack World Championships are this week, July 28th through the 30th, at the Lumberjack Bowl on County Road B. The world's best lumberjack athletes will compete for best in the world. Preliminaries are Thursday and Friday, finals on Saturday. For more information, visit lumberjackworldchampionships.com or you can call 715-634-2484. Let's get to our fishing report. Fishing action is generally good, depending on the lake, the time, and the species. Once again, your favorite bait shop personnel can point you in the right direction. Musky anglers are catching fish and finding them on weeds, points, humps, and cribs in depths to 22 feet or so, and adjacent to deep water. Bucktail, swim baits, gliders, and jerk baits, from small to large, fished slowly in early morning and evening, are producing results, as is trolling big crankbaits and stickbaits. The walleye action is fair to good, and deep weeds, wood, rocks, sand, humps, points, and other structure can all hold fish. Try shallow and mid-depths early and late in the day. Leeches, crawlers, and minnows on jigs, slip bobbers, and harnesses work well, as do trolled and cast crankbaits and stickbaits. The northern pike action is good in shallow to mid-depth weeds and lily pads. Best producers include spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, crankbaits, rattlebaits, buzzbaits, and live bait. For trophy pike, work bigger baits in deeper water. Largemouth bass fishing is good to very good on heavy weeds, weed beds, weed lines, lily pads, slop, and stumps from shallow to mid depths. Best baits include swim jigs, Texas and drop shot rigs, wacky worms, spinner baits, chatter baits, buzz baits, frogs, and topwaters. Smallmouth bass fishing is good to very good with sucker minnows, crawlers, drop shot and Ned rigs, plastics, crankbaits, swim jigs, and topwaters. Look for fish on deep rock, wood, cribs, humps, sand, and structure, and suspending. The crappie fishing's good, steady, and it's best in the early morning and late evening hours. Depending on the lake, fish are in 6 to 25 feet or deeper. In weeds and on weed lines, wood, cribs, brush, bogs, and other structure, and in deep basins. Crappie minnows, fatheads, plastics, gulp minnows, and mini mites all work. Bluegill fishing is good to very good on weeds, wood, brush, bogs, and cribs in depths to 20 feet or so. Worms, leeches, crawlers, plastics, and gulp baits fished on various jigs and plain hooks with or without bobbers will do the job on bluegill. Perch fishing is good in or on shallow to mid-depth weeds, basins, and sandy shorelines. Crappie minnows, fatheads, crawler chunks, waxies, worms, and plastics can all entice perch. Okay, a few upcoming events besides the Lumberjack Championships this weekend. We've got the Northwoods Bass Anglers Open Tournament on the Chippewa Flowage on July 30th. Find out more by calling 405-227-1789. It's not too late to sign up for that one. July 31st is the Free Kids Fishing Day, sponsored by Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc. It takes place on the Tiger Cat Flowage. Find out more by calling Mike at 715-634-4543. Jack Pine Savage Days is coming up August 5th and 6th in Spooner, 715-635-2168 for details. August 10th is your application deadline for Fisher and Bobcat tags. August 11th through the 14th is the good old Sawyer County Fair. Find out more by calling 715-699-2022. August 13th. Is the Ojibwa Canoe and Kayak Race. Starts at the Wanigan Resort and ends at Ojibwa Community Park. Race starts at 9:30 a.m. Find out more by calling 877-220-1041. The Hayward Bass Club's holding a free youth bass tournament on the Chippewa Flowage on August 14th. It runs from noon to 4. Find out more by calling 405-227-1789. August 15th, the DNR is going to begin sale of bonus antlerless deer harvest tags. August 23rd is a DNR virtual public meeting where they will discuss the Sand Lake Fisheries Management Plan. If you want to get in on that, call 715-634-7429. That meeting runs from 7 to 9 p.m. on August 23rd. Well, you want to know anything else about what's going on in our neck of the woods? Go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com, where you can see the big old calendar of events. That thing is compendious and constantly updated. You can also call us down at the shop. The chamber line is 715-634-8662, and the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. Well, I'm headed out to mow the lawn and work on the wood pile again. I hope you're going fishing. It's a beautiful day.